and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message. Good morning. This is Pastor Tim of isawthelightministries.com. Today I need to share with you the prophetic significance of an event that was in the news recently. It was a very weird cloud formation over Cincinnati, Ohio on November the 5th. It was a Thursday afternoon, and there were no tornado warnings, no tornado watches, no severe storm watches, and no severe storm warnings. Yet, there appeared a tornado in the skies over western Cincinnati. Many people saw it. They even took pictures and video of it. It was a funnel cloud with rotation. Yet the National Weather Service and the local news and weather stations refused to call it tornado. They refused to call it a tornado or a funnel cloud because there was no severe weather conditions to make this possible. They say that it was not a tornado or a funnel cloud because the climate conditions were impossible for a tornado or funnel cloud on that day in that area. Yet, they do not know what it was. It has puzzled all the weather experts. Yet, anyone with any personal experience with tornadoes or anyone who has ever seen any pictures of a tornado should be able to tell you that it was very clearly a tornado, or, as they would say, a funnel cloud, since it was not touching the ground and was not showing any debris from the ground. I, myself, am a trained weather spotter for the National Weather Service. Plus, I have seen tornadoes with my own eyes. I have personally been in several tornadoes in real life, and I can tell you for certain that yes, this was a funnel cloud with rotation, otherwise known as a tornado, that is not doing any damage on the ground. It was not a scud cloud or any other variation. It was definitely a funnel cloud or a tornado. But this was not any ordinary tornado. No, the atmospheric conditions were impossible for a funnel cloud or tornado to have existed in Cincinnati on that day of November the 5th. Therefore, mystifying all of the weather experts. But to understand what occurred, you got to understand more than just the science of weather. You need to understand the Word of God. You need to understand and believe what is written in the Holy Bible. In Ezekiel chapter 38, from verse 1 to verse 9, Ezekiel 38, verse 1 to verse 9, it says, "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshchal and Tobal, and prophesy against him. And say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshchal and Tobal, and I will turn thee back, and put hooks into your jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thy army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords, Persia, which is Iran, Ethiopia and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all his bands, the house of Togarmah of the north quarters and all his bands, and many people with thee." This is talking about Russia and China. the president of Russia, Putin, and China, and Iran, and many nations, many communist and Islamic and Arab nations that are going to be coming to gather around, surround Jerusalem, and invade Jerusalem and invade Israel in the end times. And all of these armies, Russia, China, Syria, Iran, and other armies, are going to be led by the son of perdition, the one that they call the Antichrist. So that's the context of what I'm reading in Ezekiel 38. Then when you come down to verse 8, it says, after many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been laid waste, but is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. Now, verse 8 there, I just got done reading, talks about these nations led by the Antichrist coming against the mountains of Israel. Many people, most people, believe that that's only talking about the tiny little modern nation of Israel that exists in the Middle East today. Therefore, many people say that's only a warning and a prophecy of Israel, not the United States, not England, not Australia, no one else, but just the tiny little nation of Israel. But the people that think in that way do not understand that the scriptures tell us that Israel is actually 12 tribes of nations. That's why here in verse 8, it says mountains, not a mountain, but mountains. It is plural. There's more than one mountain of Israel. But yet Israel itself is really not a mountainous nation. All the mountains of Israel are on the borders of Syria and Jordan. But in Israel themselves, no, they're not mountainous. Maybe hilly, but not mountainous. The word mountains in the Bible is not just talking about rock. It is talking about nations and tribes. Even God himself calls his own kingdom, the kingdom of God, a holy mountain. In prophecy, the word mountains refer to nations. So this talks about these nations led by the Antichrist coming against the nations, the 12 tribes of Israel, not just Judah. The tiny little nation of Israel in the Middle East today is only one out of the 12 tribes. They are the tribe of Judah. But this is talking about all the tribes of Israel, which include the United States of America and the British Commonwealth, New Zealand, Australia, South Africa, England, and so forth. These nations are not going to come just against Judah and then stop. No, because they also hate America and England and all of the British Commonwealth. It has always been a war between those tribes and the tribes of Israel. And so it will be even in the end times. Nothing changes. As it was before, it will be in the future that these two groups of families, of Esau against Jacob and so forth, that this war of the families will continue until the day Jesus comes back. So once we understand that this is not just an invasion of Judah, but it is an invasion of America, of Great Britain, of all the British Commonwealth, then this becomes important not only to the people in the Middle East, but to the people of Cincinnati, of Detroit, of California, of Florida, of New York, of Washington, D.C. These are prophecies for the end time, for the whole world. For the scriptures proclaim that the son of perdition, the one that they call Antichrist, will be given all nations. That's in the Bible. Look it up. that he will be given all nations. Well, how is he going to be given the United States of America except through invasion? In verse 9, it says, thou, talking about the Antichrist, thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. So the scriptures declare the Antichrist, the son of perdition, as a storm, as a cloud. And so that's why I'm talking about today, the prophetic significance of the tornado in Cincinnati, Ohio, November the 5th, when the science of weather said it was impossible, when all the experts still say it was not a tornado, even though it clearly was on video and in pictures. To even myself, who am a train spotter, who have been in tornadoes in real life. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 7. Isaiah 8, verse 7. Now therefore, behold, the Lord bringeth up upon them the waters of the river, strong and many, even the king of Assyria, all of his glory, and he shall come up over his channels and go over his banks, and he shall pass through Judah. He shall overflow and go over. He shall reach even to the neck and stretching out his wings, because birds is the pagan symbol of Syria. He shall stretch out his wings and shall feel the breath of thy land, O Emmanuel. Isaiah 28, verse 1. Isaiah 28, verse 1. Woe unto the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, talking about the United States and England, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower. America is a fading flower, even which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Behold, the Lord have a mighty and strong one, talking about the Antichrist. The Lord have a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of many waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand. The crown of the pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden under foot. These scriptures declare that the Assyrian, Bashar Assad, the president of Syria, in our lifetime, will invade the United States as well as the land of Judah. I understand that this is difficult to believe, but I ask you to go into prayer and to fasting to seek whether these things are so. Why is the clouds given as a warning? Why is there this tornado in the clouds when it shall not be? Because it is a word from the Lord that the Assyrian is at the doorstep, and he shall invade America, because America is not too great to fall. America is not too great to be judged by the Almighty God of heaven and earth. And this nation needs judgment. This nation needs judgment. Stop praying that it won't come, because it will come. We need judgment. God is just to bring the judgment which we need. All in Jesus' name. Amen. You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's ISawTheLightMinistries.com, Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.